We would like to welcome our latest artists, 1503 Music. Welcome, yes. Guys. How are you?
And then they have their own guys. DJ names.
Yes, individual.
DJ Loof and DJ Sleepy Cloud?
Cloudy Teddy.
Cloudy Teddy. Okay.
Hey.
I knew I had Cloud in there, and then something that was going to make me fall asleep. So,
there
yeah, Teddy
is.
Bear.
There
okay,
it
Cloudy
is.
Their music. We're going to keep you alive.
Yeah, there we go. And you're not going to make me fall asleep at all.
Their music is not going to make you fall asleep. I'll tell you that right now.
No.
Have you heard it?
Not yet. So tell us, how long have you guys been together, and how did you guys decide to? Because you produce your own EDM music here.
That's
you're not
correct.
Just DJs that go and play other people's music. You create your own EDM, which is quite unique here in Cayman. I don't know any other DJs that do that. There very well could be. So how did this all get started?
Well, back in 2013, when we had just started UCCA, I had been doing music from middle school, high school days. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty much saxophone and other instruments, guitar, piano. That was like my starting point, sax being the main thing. And
so wait, hold on real quick. How old were you when you picked up the saxophone?
So middle school, so about 13.
See, he was smart.
I was going to say, he's making you jealous, isn't he? Because so Tim chose the trombone.
The trombone. Hey,
they tried to put me on that first. That's what they tried to put me on. It was a lack of trombone, so they were like, yo, we need that. I was like, nah.
There's a reason why there's a lack of trombones.
See, this is why it pays to be assertive at a young age. Because
that's
look
right.
at him, now he's a music producer, okay?
Hey.
Because he said no to the trombone.
That's right.
They gave me that same line. They said, we need trombone. Okay, I'll do it. And now here I am.
Yeah, like, but you were like first chair, so look at that.
Yeah, that
you might have not been first chair in saxophone.
And then nothing. And then I had to segue to radio.
Hey, man, you can get some good some bass notes off of the trombone.
That's right, man. That's right.
Don't sleep on it.
Anyway.
Are you guys both musicians then?
Yeah, well,
like in your own right before?
Well, percussion mainly. I started also in middle school, and then you got. I wish I got the trombone. I got.
Clarinet?
Baritone. So you even go even further octaves. So.
Wait, the baritone sax or the baritone?
No, the baritone. Yeah, like the cousin of the tuba.
Oh, that wow. Like it was like the rare brass instrument. You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you're trying
did
to start
you lug that back and forth?
I had to from school.
That's heavy too.
No.
You had to like sign it out and everything. It's terrible. And then I was like, you know, let me pick up some drums.
You're so smart. Yeah.
All right. So,
So we started, in our instruments and stuff from middle school, high school. And then in UCCI, I kind of started to evolve into more of the production area.
Right.
So I went and started like on FL Studio. And a few Logic Pro and a bunch of those programs. And I was really liking it. I was really getting into the house music vibe. And that's really where James and I decided that, hey, we have a mutual like in this. Like,
yeah.
You didn't know each other until UCCI?
Not really. Okay. We had met each other outside, but what really brought it together was just that love like for the EDM side of stuff.
I was DJing because I started DJing at 13, and then I started finding the love for house music, EDM, and then I think it was at a mutual party that Gavin and I, we were just sitting down, and I think he played Strobe or something like that, and I was like, this is a cool dude, like, what's going on? From there, I just took off.
Yeah. So you contacted Mars about some of your music, and she's been playing it on her Power Lunch.
Was 2020?
Big up, DJ.
It's been a while now.
I didn't realize she was working you guys into the mix. I would have heard it and thought it was some other track. And she didn't tell me about it.
That's a big compliment. Thank you.
Well, no, seriously. I mean, so like, we're glad to meet you and know that was a local artist that she was playing too.
How many original songs would you say you have already?
Released?
At this point.
Released,
I suppose.
Probably about 10 songs in terms of the EDM side of it. But we also produce in just different areas as well, the different genres. So we do every April 20th for the 420, we do a lo-fi mix that we release.
Oh, nice.
And some chill.
Yeah, just some real chill music and stuff.
Just to lounge around, but
right.
Yeah.
Where do you get the vocals for your EDM stuff?
So sometimes we have like Splice and other music programs out there that allow us to get little snippets and loops that we can
use. Oh, I see. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. They're royalty free and stuff like that. Because if not, then YouTube like comes up and they're like, nah, you can't do this.
Yeah. K-Man's not approved for anything. We're having problems with TikTok right now, too.
Yeah. So no song is able to be used. Well, a lot of songs they've been blocking.
A lot of the trending ones we can't use here, which is frustrating because then you can't get views, you know?
Yeah. We had something similar because obviously during the lockdown, like where we were just sitting at home, one of the things that we did, we would try to do a DJ show and it just kept getting cut
blocking
off.
It.
They were really hindering us.
Yeah, even when we like listed the songs, like, hey, this is from this person.
Really?
No,
still
blocked it, yeah.
Well, this is a shout out to anyone in K-Man that can handle this kind of thing because this needs to be worked on here somehow.
Yeah, we've got to get put on the map a bit more here.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what are some of your influences? Who are some of your influences in the EDM world? I love
Gorgon
to hear this.
Gorgon City, Deadmau5, as you heard.
Deadmau5 is like my all-time favorite. He just played in Vegas a couple weeks ago when I was there.
We usually go to
EDC.
EDC.
Oh, nice.
Orlando. The one in Vegas?
I want to go to the one in Vegas. Yeah. Like, we're hoping to do it next year.
We've
been really going to the Orlando one as hard as possible, like 3 years in a row. And no, anybody that hasn't gone to that, like, if you like house music or any of that hype music, you gotta go.
Everybody's
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I used to live in O-Town. That's my old stomping grounds.
1503 Music is in the studio. Are you playing anywhere? Do you have a residency in K-Man that you play regularly or what? Where can we see
you? Where can people come see you, see your music?
Well,
not see your music, I guess it's not.
To our residency is the late Calicos.
R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. I mean that was one of our old stomping grounds, you know. But
you and me both. Man, it was a heartbreaking time when they closed down for all of us.
Well, mainly we've just been doing a lot of private gigs, you know, underground kind of stuff. So we don't have a residency as of yet. We're still searching to see if we can get one.
Any of the hotels listening right now, it'd be a great vibe maybe an evening event right up by the pools. And
that's the thing. Like, we've been hearing like a lot of those persons out there. There's a lot of word going around about, you know, the need for some real house gigs and stuff in Cayman. Like, you know, especially people coming down with summer. Well, summer just going like that, but you know, especially during that, the beginning of summer, there was a lot of words going around about, yo, where are the house parties, man?
Exactly.
Like, we're still hearing that. Yeah, there's not a lot of club nights that are doing that.
Well, if you look, like Royal Palms went down, which they used to play.
Absolutely.
Had Calico's. What was it? Coral Beach were trying to do it too.
Right.
You know? I think one of the best places right now is Sandbar.
Sandbar
has with Matt Banks. Like, he's a great DJ, great guy too.
Oh yeah, he is great. Mm-hmm.
Our guy Kenzo from Gold, who does our Friday mix there, he spins out there regularly too.
And
Jardell every once in a while.
They have a good lineup.
Well, let's go ahead and play this track. I want to thank you guys for coming in.
Yes.
1503 Music.
Thank you for having us, man.
Does this play straight off the website if I just hit play here?
Yeah,
it's literally live.
And if people want to stream or download your music,
it's on all streaming platforms.
Okay, just look up 1503.
1503. And the newest single is Trust.
And this is it. And you're hearing it first. You're on Z99 with the K-Man Local Artist Series. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know why I guess I couldn't trust you. I don't know.